Hey, it's Maz. Are you tired of small inconveniences that always turn into big headaches at home? Well, my friends at Rodenizer Home Services can make small fixes like repairing leaky faucets, adding or replacing electrical outlets and lights, or clearing slow drains that will provide big comfort for your home. And with over 10,000 five-star reviews, Rodenizer's expert technicians are just a call away and ready to fix those inconveniences at your home. Experience the difference with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today. That's Rodenizer Home Services. Nice people, great service since 1928.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, welcome in to the Over Under DraftKings Show. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifschitz. I'd ask you how your bracket is doing. But no jokes today. No jokes whatsoever when it comes to that. But I will say this, Dan, to start off the show, this is the only place you can discuss live sports in Boston right now. Forget about gambling. This is the only place for a while. With this local programming here until 8 a.m. and then nothing until 11. So you want to get your Tom Brady fix, your NFL fix, where the Patriots going to be, some win totals, MVP odds, everything to that degree, this is the place. Also, we're going to do a betting 101 show today. So for those who want to entertain the idea or have questions about gambling, that's what today's show is dedicated to. So the phone number is 617-779-0985. Again, I'm Joe Murray. He's Dan Lifschitz. The degenerate bet hit again this week. I think it's 8 weeks in a row now, Dan.
Yep.
I don't know what it was, something Belarus soccer, something to that degree.
Yep, it was a Belarusian soccer game over three, which cashed.
So you can still bet on some things. You can still bet on, and I was looking at it yesterday, that's really anything else you can bet on. I know there's politics and all that other stuff, and New York lottery,
the stock market, so you can bet on where the stock market is going. I mean, there's some wild soccer games out there, some European soccer, or sorry, European basketball. The Chinese Basketball Association is starting up, I believe, in a week or two, so that will be something. There are NBA 2K Sims, which people are doing, like Bet Online.
Simulations.
Yeah, so some sites are doing that. I've actually set up a league this week that I'm going to do, and we'll see if people want to bet on those games. I mean, there's just not a lot out there, but we're making do right now. A lot of what's out there right now, Joe, is they put out NFL odds early, and so that's what's kind of being offered right now.
Yep, and we're going to get into those throughout the show here today. Of course, made some major shakeups when it comes to free agency, and some odds have already moved. And we'll certainly get into the Patriots odds locally here, because Tom Brady moving on from the Patriots into the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, somewhat of a surprise that it was the Tampa Bay in general, but what does that mean for the sports books? We'll get into that as well, just to kind of, I know we're under a pandemic right now. There's no sports to bet on. People are freaking out. And you know what? This is the first time, Dan, I looked this up the other night, but Elias Sports, 1994, 23 consecutive days without sports in general. And I don't know what day we're on right now.
Feels like we're going to beat that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And just to kind of give a refresher, this would have been, the round of 32 for the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
We may have had some Cinderellas. All that's over with. Hopefully in a year, things are much better and can change. But that's where we thought we were at this point. But instead, we will do a betting 101 segment here on today's show. What we mean by betting 101 is, what is minus 110 mean? And I guess to throw it out there, Dan, minus 110 is the VIG. Meaning if you like the Patriots to win by minus 3, you put up $110 to win 100. Is that easy enough?
Easy enough.
What does a dog at plus 110 mean?
Means you're taking them at plus money, simply put, meaning that if you were betting $100, you're getting a positive return, meaning you're getting more than your $100 back.
All right. And if we say over under 47.5, what has to happen?
You either have to go, it has to hit 48 or it has to hit below 48 or above or 47 or below. That's what that means. 47.5.
So there you go for you beginners out there. That's how you place a bet. If you place a bet and you like a favorite, you put up $10 of VIG or juice.
Also what's commonly referred to as.
VIG or juice is what they call it in or house money. I don't want to call it house money. To the house is somewhere where the money goes to. So we'll mix that in throughout the show today. So I guess the biggest move this week was Brady going to Tampa Bay. And the Super Bowl odds have already changed. So on March 18th, right, the Patriots were plus 18 to win the Super Bowl. That means 100 to an 1,800, everybody. And then moved, it moved for 1,800. They were plus 1,200 on March 8th. And in September of 2019, they were plus 1,400. They're now down to plus 1,800. The Tampa Bay Bucks went from plus 6,000 to plus 1,200. Because of Tom Brady.
Which means 60 to 1, the 12 to 1.
And so that means that $1,000 got you, $100 got you $6,000. $100 got you $6,000 if you jumped on that before Brady signed. Now, it gets you $1,200.
So I was able to find a 40 to 1 future when he agreed the terms. So I was able to take that. Most places have the Patriots at over 20 to 1. Seeing 21 to 1, 20 to 1. You're seeing a bunch of different, you know, places. But, I mean, right now the Patriots are significantly lower than they were at one point.
Okay, and we'll get into a little bit more odds. Tucker.
While we're on the Patriots and, you know, no sports whatsoever, there is an interesting thing that caught my attention this week. The Vegas odds of Cam Newton.
Ooh.
I thought that was interesting. Patriots are in the top three there.
They still
maybe
are.
Top two. I thought
they are. They're the second fave on that list. And the other thing that's really interesting, Tucker, that I saw also, and again, this is Bet Online, so this is a projection of a year out. Deshaun Watson is the favorite to start for the Patriots in 2021.
Really?
Interestingly enough, he is the favorite at plus 300, which is 3 to 1, to be the Patriots' starting quarterback now. I don't, when I take a look at these odds, I don't put too much stock in stuff like this. The only time I would put some like stock in something like this is if there's a player we expect to return that is, for whatever reason, the odds are moving against him. For instance, I will put this, unfortunately, Joe liked Tom Brady to return to the Patriots.
Minus 1,700.
Or minus 170. Not 1,700.
Oh, sorry. Minus 170.
Yeah, minus 170. And the odds continuously moved against him. Those are the situations I would look in the betting market and say, that's interesting. There's something there. Other than that, I don't know. There's a ton of, you know, kind of stock to put in the betting markets to some of these guys. I think, like, you know, if you put up Andy Dalton right now, Tucker, I think the Patriots probably be in the top two there, too. You know,
Well, think of the top three.
Well, just it's process of elimination, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, Dalton, Winston, Newton.
And it
they're
like,
all going to be linked to the Patriots.
And it sounds like Winston is probably out per Mike Giardi.
Yeah, and listen.
He's going to be a Charger.
I think Winston is uber talented. I always have. Going back to his Florida State days, and now that his eyes are fixed, who knows? Maybe he can be a little bit better. But the Patriots will not get a quarterback that turns the football over.
No, never.
He's uber talented. He just makes too many mistakes. And that's why I think Dalton is a good fit.
Right.
It's just, do you want to pay money to a guy that ultimately you might already have in-house? You might.
Well, I think that they need some competition. I mean, you can't just roll with just Stidham, so they're going to need to bring in someone. Unfortunately, whether that's, you know, Brian Hoyer or if that's Andy Dalton or, you know, something along those lines, maybe Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah,
if he gets caught.
One name got mentioned yesterday was Alex Smith,
if he
was healthy.
Yeah, I think you're putting a lot of stock in the health there, but I think that if he maybe next year, that'd be someone to look at if the Redskins decide to go with Haskins, even though it sounds like they don't love him.
Yeah,
I just don't know if Smith is going to be healthy enough to play this year.
We'll have odds on the next Patriots quarterback coming up in a little bit here. We just mentioned the Super Bowl odds when it came to the Patriots and the Buccaneers. Divisional odds. I just thought this was insane. both NFC and AFC odds. So let's just go with the NFC with Tom Brady now going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Saints are still favored to win that division, and I absolutely agree.
Pretty heavily.
Minus 275. That means 275 to win $100. That's juicy.
So I have the Saints minus 140, which I think is probably a more reasonable line. I think 275 is too much the other way. But I think minus 140 is about right. I think they should be the favorite. They just added Emmanuel Sanders last night. So another weapon for Breeze. They're not really dismantling anything. They're still a very good, talented team. Obviously, Drew Breeze is coming back. I like the Tampa Bay Bucks, obviously, with Tom Brady. But I want to see what happens there with, you know.
They have no secondary.
Well, I think that's a problem. And I think that, you know, we have to find out what they're going to do. I mean, you know, if Brady goes into the season with Evans, Godwin, and O.J. Howard, I think he's going to be asking for another weapon.
Oh, he's going to need?
My opinion.
And they don't have a running game.
Right. Yeah. At least not a good one.
Deion Lewis has been linked to them, but he's more of a pass catcher, and they already have guys who can do that on their team. That's why I look at the Falcons getting Todd Gurley. Like, I know people think Todd Gurley might be a little bit washed up, but they'll find ways to get him involved. And then the Carolina Panthers, I know you're not high on Teddy Bridgewater, but I still think that Matt Rhule can maybe put a little something into that team. They didn't have it last year. To me, that's still a competitive division.
Very. I mean, I don't love Bridgewater. I did like Rhule. We liked him a lot at Baylor last year when we were betting on them. The one thing is, he's a first-year NFL coach. You know, those guys usually struggle a lot. Maybe not this year. Maybe next year.
I do want to get into the Patriots odds quickly here. They are still setting ice. This is what I see, Dan, as of March 18th. I know today's the 21st, so maybe things have shifted. Yep. But the Patriots still sitting at the top of the AFC East at minus 110.
Yeah, so they're about even now. It's plus 100 to minus 105, wherever you get it. There's some, you know, places around there. Buffalo is at plus 155, and I know that everyone and their mother thinks that Buffalo is going to win this division now.
Yep, Stephon Diggs, better running game.
They signed Josh Norman, I think is absolute garbage. But everyone is touting him like, you know, he's amazing.
The Bills are on the come. The Bills are on the come. There's no doubt about it. It's just, can that quarterback get them over the top? Their defense is still good, and I think their coach is very good.
Yeah,
can they beat the Patriots?
Are the Bills a good team? Are the Bills a good team? We're going to find out this year because everything that I saw from the Bills last year was not good.
They just watched the replay of what happened at Gillette Stadium. They were on the 10-yard line with 2 minutes to go and couldn't score.
Yeah, I mean,
10-yard line.
You know, everyone's praising Josh Allen. He was the worst downfield thrower in the entire NFL last year.
And don't get me wrong, I had the Texans in that playoff game last year, but I was nervous.
But even so, the Texans are terrible too.
Terrible coach. I think Buffalo's a good team. Their quarterback is still a question mark, and the players they're bringing in are still quite, like, hey, listen, Stephon Diggs is an incredible player, but you still got to get him the football. And could he be a malcontent on that team, considering what he was in Minnesota?
If Josh Allen misses him a few times deep in a game, what happens there? Is there a blow up there? Because that feels like what happened in Minnesota with Cousins, especially.
And they had something going last year. Was it Brown? They had something going there with their wide receivers and Singletary at running back. So I think Buffalo, but you're right, to your point, the boat is going to be loaded on Buffalo, where the Jets are sitting around with Sam Darnold. And say what you want, they did better last year when Darnold, when he came back from mono, I believe they had a winning record last year, and I can look that up.
They need to draft a wide receiver. I think they will.
And they're going to lose Johnson, right? So Robbie Anderson. So, and then the Dolphins, let's see what happens with them at quarterback.
I like the Dolphins more than the Jets.
To me, if I'm the Dolphins, I trade up to get Burrow. I would give up 3 first-round picks, go get Joe Burrow, have him be your quarterback of the future, and then Cincinnati can try to piece it together with 3 first-round draft picks. That's what I would do.
I don't think Cincinnati
would do that. But I don't think they're smart enough to do that.
I don't think Cincinnati would do that. I don't think, maybe Marvin Lewis era Cincinnati is stupid enough to do that, but Zach Taylor doesn't seem like the guy to give up a franchise quarterback, to me, at least in my opinion. I think that That would be crazy. I think that Miami will end up going up, moving up to number two and drafting Tua, to be honest with you.
I have a feeling that they like Justin Herbert. They just won't take him number one overall. And I think Burrow is the best quarterback as of right now. And Tua has the highest upside. But there are other quarterbacks. Maybe we can get into that as far as
maybe another day.
Yeah,
we need some things to talk about down the line.
I do have conference betting odds to win the conference since the Tom Brady move that has happened, and also I do like Tucker's thoughts of who the next quarterback will be for the New England Patriots, and we'll do more betting 101. Coming up, he's Dan Lifschitz. I'm Joe Murray. And we got to pay respects to a legend later on in the show. You're listening to the DraftKings Over Under 985 show.
This is the DraftKings Over Under show on 985, the Sports Hub. This is the DraftKings Over Under show with Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 985, the Sports Hub.
All right, back here on the DraftKings Over-Under Show. I'm Joe Murray. Dan Lifschitz here. We got Tucker Silva helping us out today here. 617-779-0985. That's the phone number. It's bright and early here in Boston. We're going to be the only live local programming here on the sports up until 11 a.m. That's when Big Jim and Gasper take over. So if you want to get involved in anything happening with the Patriots, we can spin it into the gambling aspect of it. As well, and we're going to get into a little bit more betting 101 throughout the show today. We figured there are some people out there who don't gamble and want to know how to gamble, and we'll tell you what you can do and we'll dumb it down as easily as possible. So we mentioned Tom Brady to the Bucs. What will the Patriots do going forward? And this affects win totals, Dan. So last year, I believe the Patriots landed at 11-5.
Yep.
And the win total was at 11 last season, so it pushed.
10.5.
It was 10.5. Okay, so 1 over 11.
Yep.
I know at some places it was 11. So so whatever. The Patriots win total is something every year that you should either hit or push. And that was like a given year in and year out.
The Patriots win total is 13-2 to the over the past 15 years.
Unbelievable. Think about the profit of that.
One of the years was when Brady got hurt in 2008, I believe.
And they still won 11-5.
And they won 11-5, but their win total that year was 11.5. That year went under. And
I think the year they lost to the Dolphins at the end. Well, they lost a bunch of times to the Dolphins at the end of the year.
Yeah,
they can't pick which one.
They actually beat their win total 2 years ago when they won the Super Bowl, even with that Miami miracle. I can't remember the other year, to be honest, off the top of my head, but I do remember it was one of their disappointing years where their win total was also 11.5, and they finished with 11 wins.
Okay. So what is the Patriots win total right now without Tom Brady as of March 21st?
And this is at a big book, five dimes, okay? So these are, you know, legitimate odds that you can find, and we'll, you know, I'll look at the DraftKings odds, too, if they're up there. Currently, right now, the Patriots are at 9.5. And to me, that's exactly where they should be. I think that, at least in my personal opinion, I think that the Patriots are going to win 9 to 10 games this year. Okay? You could, again, they're not going to have Tom Brady. Tom Brady hurts them in the playoffs more than he does in the regular season, in my opinion. The team is a well-oiled machine. They do things correctly during the regular season. Tom Brady was not statistically very good last year, and they still won 11 games. I think we're losing Brady Hurts is much more in the playoffs than the regular season. I think that 9.5, to me, is about the right line. I would not be surprised if you saw 9.
Buffalo Bills, Texans, Chiefs, Chargers, Rams, Dolphins, Bills, Dolphins, Jets, Broncos, Raiders, Cardinals, 49ers, Ravens, Jets, Seahawks. You see 9 wins in there?
Yeah. I think that there are always teams.
Schedule sounds very hard.
There are always teams that we project to be better that end up flopping, and always teams that we project to be bad who play better. For instance, Baltimore's win total last year was 8.5.
Many people project him to be an 8-8, 9-7 team. They dominated the NFL with Lamar Jackson, okay? That came out of nowhere for most people. I'd say most people because I did pick Lamar Jackson to be the MVP. I will toot my own horn there. I also thought that Patrick Mahomes was going to be terrible, so I'll crush myself a little bit there too. I just think that, you know, when you look at these schedules, I don't want to put too much stock into the fact that, you know, the schedule looks really good. The Patriots are always a really good team. And I think without Brady, that'll be interesting. But I think that this team should get 9 to 10 wins this year. I do. You could play Andy Dalton out there, and I think that the Belichick can coach him up to be a 9 or 10 win quarterback.
All right, I got odds for the next Patriots quarterback coming up in a minute here. What is the Bucs win total this year, Dan?
So surprisingly enough, Tampa Bay's win total only moved half a game when they signed Tom Brady, which was interesting to me. It went from 8.5 to 9, and Tampa Bay is at 9, and I'll tell you this, they are being juiced quite a bit at the 9.
Juiced meaning?
People are putting money on them, and so the odds of them going over are going up. So right now, the Tampa Bay win total over 9 is minus 140, and the under 9 is plus 110. Meaning $110, $100 wins you $110 if they have under 9 wins. $140 wins you $100 on the over 9.
I'm going under.
I think 9 is the
They've averaged 5.5 wins for the last, 7 years.
They need a running game.
They went 7-9 last year. Who's the kid they got from USC? Jones?
Ronald Jones.
Yeah, he's terrible. He can't run. He was a star in college. Now he can't hit a hole in the NFL.
They might address that in the draft, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's true. And they can find they'll probably find a running back.
Finding a running back is not exactly difficult these days. But here's what I will say. We spoke about that division, okay? Atlanta added Todd Gurley. You know, you would expect them to be better than what they were last year.
Yep.
New Orleans is getting better and bringing back Drew Brees and most.
And they're going to be healthier.
Carolina's bringing in a brand new head coach and bringing in Teddy Bridgewater, who I'm not personally high on.
But let's just say this. You can
McCaffrey.
You can say whatever you want about Bridgewater. The guy has been consistently good throughout his career or effective. So whether he's been injured as well, he had a freak accident. Say what you want about Teddy Bridgewater, 5-0 last year. When he was a starter with the Vikings, he was very good. Whenever he's had to play, he's been effective. Let's see what happens in a tough division against, two Hall of Fame quarterbacks? Potentially, I don't want to put Matt Ryan in that conversation, but potentially three.
Brees and Brady?
Brees, Brady, and Ryan.
Ryan.
That's a pretty good. Those are pretty good quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan is probably not.
Not on that
shouldn't
level.
Should not be an all-time quarterback, but he might be knowing the standard these days.
Quickly, Buffalo Bills. I know we talked about them. What was their win total?
Buffalo is currently sitting at what people are not going to like, 8.5. Heavily juiced, -150.
I'm going to go over. I think they go 9-7 or 10-6.
I agree with that. I think
they have to. They can't take a step back.
Well, I mean, they're adding some personalities to that room now. Norman is a personality. Diggs is a personality. You know, I think that they were really good at what they're doing. What they did last year. Running the ball and playing stout defense. When you add Stephon Diggs, you have to add another element where you're going to throw the ball to Stephon Diggs. I wonder what's going to happen there. I think Buffalo should get 9-10 wins, so I won't take the under. But I don't think they're going to be this amazing team. I still don't think they're going to win the AFC East. I'd still make the Patriots a favorite in the AFC East without Tom Brady.
Okay, and the Chiefs are sitting at, 11.5?
11.5, most places, juiced up to minus 120 right now. Yeah. I think that's close.
It's right on.
Last year was at 10 or 10.5, and I thought that was an easy win.
And they have an injury.
Yeah, and they still hit it. To me, this is 11.5 is asking a lot.
Just random. What is the Chicago Bears? Getting Nick Foles, right?
Well, let me ask you about that one. What do you think the Chicago Bears win total is at?
Eight and a half.
Boom. 8.5.
So,
juice to the under.
So here's my thought on the Bears. I think they're a good team. I think they went with a running back. They let Howard go a little too early. I think Tariq Cohen's a very good player. Robinson, they have some nice pieces.
Montgomery was.
That's what I'm saying. They need a power back playing in that cold weather. And I think their defense wasn't as good as we thought it was.
No, definitely not.
We saw Teddy Bridgewater tore them apart.
Like, when they beat Dallas last year, I was surprised. I thought on a Thursday night game, I thought I was shocked. And Trubisky actually played well that game. But Nick Foles in the mix, the guy can throw to anybody. Let's just face it.
I think Foles,
if healthy, the guy can throw to anybody.
Foles is ultimately their starter. He should be. I mean, Trubisky's had plenty of run there and hasn't you know, done what they want.
I'd like to see them get a big time receiver in the draft.
I mean, they have Allen Robinson. You know,
yeah, I'd like more to see them get another one.
How many more offensive?
They failed on the kid.
Get a tight end.
Yeah, they could do that too. I mean, they're there. Cole Kmet.
They've had
a
tight end for like 4 years or something.
I mean, they tried Trey Burton. He was okay the first year. Yep.
They tried him. They gave him big money after the Eagles. Quickly, Dan, we wanted to mix in some betting 101. What's a parlay, Dan?
A parlay is when you are betting two or more games. It could be up to, I know some people who bet 18-game parlays. Two or more games at a time to increase the net return that you're getting. So instead of getting, you know, if you bet one game and it, you know, I'm minus 110 and one game at minus 110, you can parlay those and basically get them, I believe, at plus 110 each. You're adding to, you know, to you're getting better odds. By
so, for example, you like the Patriots -3 in the over 47. You parlay them. You put $50 on it. You win $130.
Correct.
Or if you put $100, you get $260. Or if you put $1,000, you get $2,600.
Okay.
So, odds look very good. Why are parlays bad, Dan?
So parlays are bad because of this. Ultimately, most bettors, if you look throughout history, are losers. Okay, I'd say 95% of the guys that you bet and talk to on Twitter and all this stuff lose. Ultimately, long-term lose. Which means it's already hard enough to win one singular bet. You start adding in a second bet and your odds drop dramatically to cash a parlay. Statistically, the odds that the casino is giving you, or these books are giving you, are it's actually less of you hitting the parlay than the odds you get back, which makes it even worse, you know, odds for you to cash long term, which is why I always tell Joe, in my opinion, and it has been statistically proven, parlays are a waste of your money and a waste of your time. If you bet parlays, you will never be a winning bettor long term.
What's a teaser, Dan?
A teaser is when you can move a line in a certain direction, a certain number of points. So in the NFL, a standard teaser is 6 points. So if the Patriots are, you know, -7, you can move the Patriots to -1. And if the Chiefs are +5, you can move the Chiefs to +11. So, I mean, basically that, you know, and same goes for over-unders. If it's something at 50, you can move, and you want the over, you can move it to 44. If you want the under, you can move it to 56. You can buy points on teasers, so there are people who do
up to 3,
right? So you can do up to 10-point teasers, and there's also 4-team, 13-point teasers. And I know a lot of people love those. Guess what? They don't hit as much as you think, and they get juiced. So,
you have to pay juice on it, or vig on it, whatever.
Correct. NFL teasers are the only type of teasers that I would do. There are NBA teasers as well, and you know, or basketball teasers, another football teaser, XFL, whatever. To me, the only profitable teaser is NFL 6-point teasers in certain situations. That's about the only time you can ever be profitable with a teaser.
Okay, and Vegas was built on parlays and teasers, just so everybody knows.
And favorites.
And I will say this, just as someone, myself and Dan, we bet consistently. I always use the blackjack analogy. If you're at the table and you have two tens, and the dealer's showing a 4, take the 20, win your bet, and go home. Never split two tens. Never. Yes, you can get greedy and win both hands.
What do you typically split then?
Well, you split you're not going to split. You're not going to split tens because you already have 20. The object of the game is 21, so you'll split like eights. Right? And it's whatever now we're getting like poker style here. But what you do is whatever the dealer's showing. So if he's showing a 10, you're not going to split. But if he's showing anything, you know, 6 or under.
I've been doing it wrong.
Do you know what I mean, though?
No, no, I get
and
it.
And I can
no,
get a poker expert if we really want on here to tell us how to do this.
A blackjack expert.
A blackjack expert, whatever. But it's just that's my analogy. Don't double down when you already have a win. So consistently, Dan, when we make picks individually. That's why our percentage is at 60%. But if we put our parlays in there and everything else, no.
I don't give out parlays for a reason. I mean, I know that you give out parlays every
I will say this. I've been successful with parlays, but it's a dabble. It's like, all right, I got a large investment in these two. And then I got a little dabble on a parlay. And when it all hits together, it's like, yeah.
It's a good day.
When they all lose, it's like, damn.
Especially by like half a point.
The Miami tournament game, ACC tournament. 132.5 was the total. It landed on 133. There was, I think, 20 points in the last 17 seconds of the game.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Seemed bitter about that one, Joe.
Should have bought the hook. Is the hook?
The hook is when it's hook was 132.
Not Marshall hook.
Or minus 5.5 or plus 5.5. It's the half a point, which means you are unable to push a bet.
Yes.
Unable
buying
to push.
A point sometimes. Way to go.
I disagree with that. Normally, I would say almost never buy.
Different strokes, different folks.
Specific situations in the NFL, maybe, in the NBA.
Who will be the next Patriots quarterback? We have odds on that. How many baseball games will be in 2020? And also, more betting 101, and we will pay homage to the GOAT. Coming up in just a little bit, it's 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5, The Sports Hub. It's the show where you never have to hedge your bets.
Get it?
The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, back here, DraftKings Over-Under Show. Let this ride a little bit here, Tucker, because you guys, I want you guys both to get in on this. Kind of like a lightning round a little bit. Ready? Prop bets for Dan and Tucker. Will Ben Roethlisberger shave his beard before kickoff next year? Yes or no?
What's the line?
Yes or no?
Yes.
Did you see this thing?
Yes. He has to shave.
He looks like a Sasquatch.
He looks like an idiot.
He looks homeless.
I actually love the beard. It's an awesome beard.
It's itchy.
Bill O'Brien trades before the season begins. 1.5. Over under.
Pound the over. He's going to make so many stupid draft day trades or something.
Now, hold on. Is this including the hop?
Okay. Going forward.
Under. Give me under. He'll make one more stupid trade.
Episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm, Tucker Silva will be watching
over.
In the month of March.
Over.
Whatever the number is.
What is it, though? Yeah.
Will Fred Toucher come back in studio after working from home?
Oh, man.
Yes or no? It's juiced up to the yes.
I'd say yes, but that's what I don't want to bet.
I'm going to say no because I don't see the point. Like, if he has a remote unit, then that's fine.
That's it.
That's my opinion.
He's done. Will Rob Gronkowski get hurt in wrestling?
Is that a thing? You can get hurt? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say yes.
I'm going to say yes as well.
I'll say no. They'll take good care of him.
Dude, he's going to get thrown into the ropes once. And he's going to be like, oh, my back, dude.
Yeah, that's the kind of exactly.
And they're going to see the X's. So wrestling's predetermined, in case nobody knew that.
Oh, no, really?
But what happens in the ring is real, kind of.
I mean, come on.
It's portrayed. It's
an act.
I'm sure he has so many injury clauses in that contract that it's going to be impossible for him to get hurt.
No, he'll get hurt.
I got one more here. Toilet paper rolls used the rest of March, 4.5.
Per person?
Household.
Oh, over.
Over, yeah.
Yeah, way over.
A lot of poops, you know?
that's a low line. Smash that over.
Okay. I had no... I came up with those during the break. I was thinking, what can we have fun with right now?
Anything with alcohol we could do?
I was thinking of how many white claws would, you know... How many, like what's like the stock? Does White Claws even have a stock?
Who owns White Claw? It's the same company that does Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh, okay. Whoever that is.
I forget.
I wonder how their stock is.
I don't even know if they're publicly traded. I'll look it up.
Is currently... Yeah.
Guggenheim? Is that what it is?
I don't know what it is.
I was gonna put in a number of meats that Ryan Johnston will cook during the month of March, but...
Labatt Breweries.
Wow, Canada! Wow, I have been to Canada, and I have drank a lot of Labatt Blues.
Sorry. So the company that I'm sorry, disregard what I said. The company that owns White Claw is Mark Anthony Brands.
Okay, whatever. Updated odds on which North American sport league will return to action first. The favorite is the NHL. Which I have heard nothing about, Dan.
I think that makes sense. I think that makes sense. There's very few players who have been tested positive. I think we have one positive test in the NHL. And I think that the NHL is eager to take advantage of the fact that they will have to compete with no one during this time. It would be a huge win for them if they did that. So I agree. I think that they'll come back first. I think the NBA will come back second, Joe. So I don't know what the odds are there. But I actually think you're going to see baseball start real late. Those guys have to get on a throwing program, right? So imagine how long it's going to take for those guys to get on a throwing program, get ramped back up, then start throwing in spring training, then start throwing in real games. I mean, you're talking about a long layoff for baseball.
NHL, even money, MLB plus 190, NBA plus 400, MLS plus 550. One thing we saw yesterday is the NBA will pay its players on April 1st. No mention yet if they will pay them on April 15th.
I would say that you have the best chance you got there. I'd say NBA has real value.
We've heard nothing about the NHL. Nothing.
Well,
MLB pushed people back. We know that NBA wants to dip this in August. We've heard nothing on the NHL.
So the NBA, if they want to dip in the August, they have to start mid to late June.
Which is what they're planning on.
Sounds about right, right? Like June 15th, June 20th, June 22nd, whatever it is. Like somewhere around there. All right? So if that's the case, when is the MLB is going to take how long to get back up? 2 months?
I don't know.
Throwing program for 2 or 3 weeks and then a month of spring training at least. Like, it's going to take them a real long time to get back up. I think the NHL can get back on the ice in a week.
Okay. Which team will Cam Newton be playing for week one of 2020? Tucker brought this up earlier. Patriots are favored for some reason. Redskins plus 500. I think that's a no-brainer. Go back to the coach you played for and went to a Super Bowl with.
Now the question is...
You mean Haskins couldn't learn behind him?
Is there an issue with Rivera and Newton? Because we did hear some stuff at the end where Newton was unhappy with the organization and things kind of that nature. So that would be my only...
You know what's kind of a sleeper for me? Jaguars. You don't think that'd be a good fit for him?
No, I think Minshew was locked up the starter's role there. I think that's why they traded Nick Foles. I actually thought the best fit for Newton would be L.A. They run an offense where they need a mobile quarterback who can throw downfield, and he's a big name.
And they have talent around them.
Yep.
You know?
To me, I thought that was the best fit for him.
And then I saw Patriots quarterback next year, odds led by Jared Stidham.
So, actually, Deshaun Watson is the favorite at plus 300 next year.
Which is interesting.
Next year, which to me signals that the books think that there's going to be another terrible trade from Bill O'Brien. I don't believe that that's going to happen, but I do think that, you know, Deshaun Watson, if there's a bad season this year, may request a trade.
I got this from Odd Sharks. Stidham, Dalton, Derek Carr. Jameis Winston, Joe Flacco.
Oh man,
I don't know.
Oh man,
Flacco.
I am so out on
Flacco. I don't know.
So out on Flacco. No.
Me,
it absolutely has to be Dalton or Stidham. in my opinion. I think those
I think Dalton could be coached.
Yeah, you're gonna combine them?
I think Dalton could be coached up. But I agree. That's my own opinion, and I personally, I think they could get a quarterback in the second round of the draft who'd be very, very good.
Anyone in particular you like?
You know, I like Fromm. The reason why I like Fromm is he's SEC quarterback. There was a 3rd and 16 last year that he converted against Florida where I was like, this kid's got it. But I think he did regress last year. I don't think it was his best year whatsoever. I think Eason's a big kid. And we've bet on Washington football in the past.
I don't think he's mobile enough to play at the next
level. Good question. Yeah, that's a thing. He's a big kid.
He is.
I don't want to. I actually don't even know who I compare him to.
Kind of reminds you of Brady coming out the same type of frame. I'm not saying he's going to be anywhere near as good.
He's a little bigger.
His body type.
He's big. He's a big dude.
Yeah. What is he, like 6'6"?
Yeah. I wanted to say Flacco. Roethlisberger body. No,
Flacco is tiny. Not like he's tall.
But Eason can throw. And that's why I think he's got that Northeast type. You know, I think Jordan Love's going first round. I think he's a first round pick where I don't think the Patriots use a first round pick this year.
I hope they don't either. I hope they do not draft Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love is going to be, and again, this coming from the guy who watched probably more Utah State football than most of our listeners because I bet on them so much this year. He was garbage in a lot of situations this year.
All right, Dan, we lost a great one overnight last night. And known as the gambler. Like the real gambler. Kenny Rogers passed away last night. And like when I saw it, it hit me hard. How many times have you sat at a poker table or bet a game and said to yourself, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them?
A lot.
This guy's like, he's a legend. Legend. Like, we talk about, like, Tom Brady, all-time better, right? When it comes to betting, one of the greatest of all time. Hall of Fame wagerer is Tom Brady. Goes up there as, like, one of the best guys to bet on. But Kenny Rogers is the OG. Like, the OG gambler. So we'll pay homage to him as we're here for another couple of minutes, Dan. I do want to share a couple of things. Let this ride out here. WWE will be seen on ESPN all weekend long. Why? Because they can't come up with content. So you know what? Let's play all the WrestleManias. When to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. Know when to run. Yeah. Count your money when you're sitting at the table. By the way, never count your bets when they're happening. Never. If you're like, oh man, this thing's looking good, I'm going to win this one. No. No. You know how the coach says play to the whistle? You got to play to the buzzer.
Especially in blackjack.
Oh, blackjack. How many times have you had 20? You're like, I got this, man. And somehow the dealer just flips over. Never. 21.
So whenever I play blackjack, I go into the hand assuming I'm going to lose.
Me too.
I play to win, but I assume I'm going to lose. Even on 20, even on 21, I'm like, I'm gonna get screwed here. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
All right. Our thanks to Tucker Silva. He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray. Follow us on Twitter. Hopefully, we're back. We'll talk to you next week here on the DraftKings Over Under Show. An ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. And know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count. When the dealing's done, you got the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Maz. Since 1928, Rodenizer Home Services has been your trusted local experts for all your plumbing needs. From bathroom and kitchen fixtures to leaking pipes and water heaters, Rodenizer offers you the higher standards of professionalism. When you have questions, Rodenizer has answers, all backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Their motto is simple: nice people, great service. So experience the difference today with Rodenizer Home Services. Visit Rodenizer.com to schedule today.